Now there's a soft drink from the Coca-Cola Company that makes it fun to be thirsty.
Fanta flavors taste so good that it's fun to be thirsty.
That's right, the cowboy is guesting on the Lou Dickman Weekly Podcast yet again. Lou, do you want to bring up something first? What do you got on your mind there, Lou?
I don't know. It's just strictly rumor. I'm hearing, you know, there may be, they say imitation is the best form of flattery, right?
Absolutely.
I hear it may be out there. That's all I can say.
All right, Lou. He gives a little tease. And he lets it go. We're going to Bear News, of course. Lou, Jay Cutler, Kristen Cavallari update. The couple has to sell their 20,000 square foot house very quickly, apparently. They had it on the market in 2018 at $8 million. During this time in slash and burn, they lowered the price to $5 million. It's a goddamn bargain, Lou.
Where is it?
Nashville.
Tennessee. Wow, yeah. It'll go down that way. Fuck that.
What would you do with 20,000 square feet, Lou?
I tell you what, I just get one room dirty at a time. You get halfway done, calling the cleaning crew to follow you. Yeah.
All right, Lou.
They got one of those cement ponds.
They probably do have a cement pond there, cowboy. Lou, Coach Nagy says preseason is back. As you know, he likes to rest his key players during that vital time, but this year, he's all in for those empty stadium games, Lou.
Of course he is.
He makes great moves every week, doesn't he?
He does. And, you know, and as we're speaking to the Bears, we should have a little retrospect to Michael McCaskey.
Oh, yes. R.I.P. to Michael McCaskey.
R.I.P., yep.
It's funny, Virginia outlived him.
Virginia. Rock solid. Rock solid, Virginia.
We're going to have her on this podcast someday, I think. There. Oh, next week, Virginia McCaskey. All right. Early 2020 season predictions for the Bears. USA Today, Lou, have them going 3-10. The only team they picked worse was, you guessed it, Lou.
The New York Football Giants
at 2-12. Lou?
Boulder Dash.
Well, I don't get it. They're an 8-8 team, and they're not really that different. Their schedule was harder last year.
You know, I gotta think the Bears 500, maybe a little better. Giants, who the fuck knows the Giants? I'd like to think they got 5 wins in them, 6 wins in them.
You don't even know their quarterback situation, do you?
I have no idea. I flunked my homework again.
Dog ate it.
Yeah, but, you know, as to last week, I don't think there's gonna be 16 games. In which case,
well, they
it's
have,
going to benefit the Giants.
They look like they, I don't know, yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Kyle Long, of course.
Yeah.
His Twitter feed, his slogan changed, now just a skinny guy with strange hobbies. So on here's your two tweets to decide between, Lou. On 5/20, he said, maybe I missed it, but I couldn't see Naptown from the highway. That's the first one.
Yeah.
The second one was on my birthday. You ever eat Altoids as a snack? Some of you should.
I like that one.
Lou likes the Altoids as a snack. Have you ever eaten Altoids as a snack, cowboy?
Not as a snack, no.
He's got Altoid chew.
All right, sirs. The power rankings of the week. Here we here.
Right,
here we can expose.
All right, everybody got their pens.
Yeah, get your pens out.
All right, if you missed it, just listen to the score. You'll get it again.
Woo! If you had to power rank the following seven flavors of soda pop, we're not going into weird hybrid flavors. We're not going into like celery soda. These are basic. So here we go. Seven.
Seven.
We got cream soda.
Oh.
Ginger ale. Orange. Grape. Lemon lime. Root beer and cola. Lou, your number seven would be?
Cream.
Cream soda. Doesn't like the sweet stuff.
Don't like
if you have to
soda.
Drink a cream soda, do you like the red one or the clear one?
Jesus, I didn't know there was a kind. They're in a can. I have no idea.
Next, number six, Lou.
Number six. Okay.
Ginger ale. Grape is number six. We got ginger ale, orange, lemon lime, root beer, and cola left. Number
orange.
Five. Orange. You don't like the...
I like orange.
Like the kid?
You
got some heavy hitters above.
You got some heavy hitters in there, yeah.
All right, so we got...
Oh, is there a lemon lime in there?
Yes, we got...
Oh, move lemon lime.
To five, okay. So
oh,
we're down...
Oh, and then what's that? What's those cream soda?
You got cream soda, grape, lemon lime.
Yeah, that's okay, yeah.
And you got, then I would assume orange would be next, correct?
Orange could be next.
All right. So who's left? Ginger ale, root beer, and cola, Lou.
Cola.
Cola's number three.
Cola.
And here it is.
Three.
Here comes the announcement. Number two is?
Ginger ale.
All right, Lou. Would you have pegged him for a root beer, man?
Love root beer. I would. Love root beer, too. I remember the old A&Ws.
I guess I would have just bet basic cola or something like that. But Lou goes with the flavor, and there it is. All right.
There was a Dr. Pepper in there. Where would you put Dr. Pepper?
You know, I like Dr. Pepper, so I don't know. I
not a cola.
No, that's why I kept out the hybrids. You know, it's just, it's
yeah,
Dr. Pepper's Dr. Pepper. That's
yep.
True.
They're like PBR.
All right, it's flawed. Next week on The Score, Dr. Pepper leads off the segment. All right.
Not to be confused with Dr. J.
That's right. Or MJ. All right. Your question of the week, always based on Kyle Song's tweets. What is the strangest food that should be a snack, and why, Lou?
The strangest food
that should be a snack, and why?
The cutlet.
The cutlet?
The cutlet. And why not? Cold cutlet? Yo, yeah.
So when you say a cold cutlet, like bologna?
No, like a cutlet, like a veal cutlet, a chicken cutlet,
chicken parmesan,
eggplant cutlet. Yeah.
I don't know if it gets any better than that, but we'll let it go. Give us your catchphrase out.
How outstanding we can go, Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Programming Service. When you need something for your radio show, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou programs you!